Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is your boy, Nephew Tommy. Entering a new year is the perfect time to prioritize your safety. Meet the Byrna Less Lethal Launcher. Equipped with tear gas and kinetic rounds, it has 60-foot range, giving you the ability to stop threats in their tracks without deadly force. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, no background checks, no permits, and it ships right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Tommy for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Tommy for your 10% discount.
It is time to ask our chief love officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions. Kennedy in Raleigh says, I'm 27 years old and both of my parents are cheaters. I'm friends with my dad's girlfriend because we used to work together and she's only 5 years older than me. My mother found out that I'm friendly with her and she stopped talking to me. I'm stuck in the middle. How do I make things right with my mom?
Well, you was friends with your daddy's girlfriend. Now, you say both your parents is cheating. Who your mama cheating with?
She didn't say.
Met her boyfriend.
See, what you need to do is introduce your daddy girlfriend to your mama boyfriend.
And?
So we can all be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Yeah. I like that. See ya.
But you know, you can't. Oh, okay.
They used to work.
So then she started seeing her daddy and she found out about it. She said, well, she's still my girl. Sleeping with my daddy. But my mama tricking too, though. She said both my parents is cheaters. So quit worrying about it.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
Or she could do this, or she could become friendly with her mother's boyfriend. And now you friends with both the girlfriend and the boyfriend. That'll take a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, and then both parents will just be mad at her.
Well,
really?
No, then all she got to do is say, well, you want me to tell the other one?
Oh, she'll blackmail her parents.
Okay. All right. Got a plan now.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Cassandra.
Put their old ass on Facebook or.
All right. Moving on to Cassandra in Denison. She says, my husband and I have 5 children, and it's hard for us to have quality time together now. He sees quality time as sex and then cuddling. I want to go on a date and get all dressed up. He told me to go out with my girlfriend, but it's not the same. Should I be grateful for the sex and stop nagging him?
No, you have every right to want to go out with your husband.
Yeah.
You know, he should honor that.
Absolutely.
You know, 5 kids, I want to get out the house.
Yeah.
Get away from that goat!
Nerves bad.
You know, you got line. You got 5 kids. You got line. What did you knock? What you knock again? Knock again.
Yeah, this is a lot. 2 less than you have, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, you're saying she has every right to want to go on a date.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And she's not nagging him. All right.
And then we'll have sex when we get back. He just got to go.
Work it out, huh? Work
and cuddle.
Matter of fact, let's do it before we go out. I can relax a lot better.
All right. Mary Lee in Edgewater says, I've been married for 5 years, and lately I've noticed that my husband doesn't shower daily. He has been doing a lot of washing up. It's a blessing that I don't smell him, but I am curious as to why he doesn't want to have running water on his body daily. Should I confront him or mind my business?
Peter just reverted back to his boyhood days. It's just too damn time consuming. You know, go in here and get this bird bath and get on out of here. But I'm going to tell you right now, you got to get in that damn water, dog.
Yes.
Water finds its way into places that you forget. Uh-huh. Water goes into crevices, cracks. Right. And I don't know if you like you real buffed or in shape or not. But either
you
way.
You got some creases.
Yeah. Everybody got one crease.
We all do, yeah.
Everybody got one crease for damn sure. You got to wash that.
Care to be more specific? Please don't.
Yeah, well, you ever been laying down naked? And you know how you lay on your stomach and you pull your knee up by your chest to watch TV? But you ain't washed?
What?
Woo, I bet you get your ass up and get in that shower then.
What? Steve, you absolutely have an answer for everything.
Boy, let me tell you something. See, don't act like it's people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Lay on your stomach on the bed naked and then lift one of your knees up by your chest and lay there about a minute.
Oh, lay there how long? Need
about a minute. If you got to wash, it's coming. It takes about a minute, though.
It's 60 seconds.
Because it's some slow-moving, real heavy-ass funk. It come up across your ass. It's kind of like dry ice. Wow. It come up, except it's invisible. It's invisible. It roll up and it stay right on your ass. And it come right up on your waist and over your elbow. And next thing you know, and then when it hits you, it ain't light. It jump on your face like, you know, like that green stuff. Good. Just suck on your face.
All right, we're moving on.
And it jumped on your ass or something.
Yeah. All right. All right. Liz in Oakland says, I'm a 30-year-old female, divorced.
That's another thing, too.
We've moved
you
on.
Your point.
Warmer than air.
We're trying to help Liz in Oakland. She's a 30-year-old divorced female trying to get back in the dating game. She says it's hard to find a tall man. She says she's 5'10", and she loves to wear her heels. Her ex is 6'6", and that's rare to find. Do you think it's weird to see a woman taller than her man? That's her question.
No, it happens all the time. You know, before my nephew got married, he was dating. Uh-huh. And he didn't have no restrictions. And every time I turn around, I'm going, damn. He going to give anybody 5'4".
He weak.
You know, just in here, just dating tall women. Just, you know, everybody look like Candace Parker. You know. You know, not to me, but to him.
And, athlete.
But I'll tell you one thing, though. There's an advantage to short men. Because if they sleeping in the bed naked and he put his knee up by his chest, it take a lot longer for that funk, that dry ice aroma to come across his little ass. And it'll jump on his face before it get to your face because he's shorter. And you'll never smell it. And that's the other advantage of short-ass men. Everything get on them faster.
Just take a shower.
You're so stupid.
I know, yeah. Why not?
Boy, you got the shower. I'll bring it back up again. Next question, Shirley.
That's it.
You watching March Madness?
Yeah, I'm watching March Madness. Because if you lay on your stomach naked in the bed and you try to look like you marching and you raise that leg up by your chest and that hot ice funk come out the crack of your butt and run back up there, it's on your ass again.
Shower. Yo.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
If it wasn't for that light in the refrigerator. We would have never got caught.
We would have.
Here's a tip. Take all these lights out of these refrigerators.
That's the tip.
These lights are ruining, they're ruining friendships, man. They really
are. Anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to ask this here.
What? Uh-huh.
You think it's the light that's the cause of all of your problems?
I probably shouldn't have been in the house.
Hey, that's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.